the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I've been joined live via Zoom by a fine guest. He is former Wisconsin State Senator Dale Schultz, friend of ours. Dale was the twice-elected Republican Majority Leader. Dale's also been a big advocate of fair maps here in the state of Wisconsin, worked extensively with his colleague, former colleague, Senator Tim Cullen. Dale, you told me you guys have done something approaching 200 appearances together.
Yeah, either on Zoom or in person. And it has been a labor of love over the past 8 or 9 years. And we've enjoyed regaling each other with political stories as we drove around the state. And I'd like to think we did had a lot to do with educating the public in Wisconsin. We've certainly watched the body politic come up to speed on this. And no longer do you find legislative leaders saying nobody cares about this, because the fact is over 70% of the people of Wisconsin believed in what we were advocating. And that includes a majority of Democrats, independents, and yes, even Republicans. And I continue to be active, and we're going to do everything we can to eventually become the victors in this battle and to safeguard our democracy, because it's fragile and we need to do it not just with the gerrymandering, we need to do it with access to the ballot box and a whole host of other issues that are important to and fundamental to democracy.
Dale, we know a decade ago when your party was in power, it was an offsite exercise. You've talked about you as a individual lawmaker were kept in seclusion. You got to see your map and, maybe it was modestly more Republican, but they didn't show you the cumulative effect. And they were doing this with purpose, I think, off campus being outside the state capitol, using outside representation. And Dale, that map has been to great advantage for Republicans. They have overwhelmingly controlled legislative leadership for the last decade. The newest maps, you talk about, the people's will. These maps do not reflect the people's will. The People's Map Commission was soundly rejected by the courts. It was a choice between the Republican map and the Democratic map. And first blush was Tony Evers put the least change map. The Democratic governor put out the least change map. Well, Dale, a lot of the bad stuff was baked in the cake a decade ago, as we've discussed past. What is your opinion? I know we don't have decided maps in the state of Wisconsin, but are we getting closer to fair or not really, sir?
Well, it all depends on what your vision of fairness is. Our goal was never to try to make every seat competitive, because we do know that some people tend to group together, that the Democrats in this state tend to be in the large cities, Republicans are suburban and rural in nature. And it's impossible to draw a map without gerrymandering it, make it entirely competitive. What we wanted to do was to create a situation where people weren't making overt attempts to pack or crack districts and to make the result being a very unequal status that didn't reflect symmetry in the overall vote in our Wisconsin legislature. I think that the governor's commission did a pretty good job in that regard. It didn't satisfy everyone, but I, for the most part, thought it was pretty good. I would have rather had us do this and institutionalize it with a program like they have in Iowa, but I think his map was progress. I think that the courts aren't done with us yet. This is dragging out a ridiculously long time, and I'm hoping that when it's all over, we're going to see some more success. I'm not privy to what the governor has in terms of what he's presenting the court with in terms of fine tuning. I don't know what the Republican legislature is going to do, but it sure would be nice if they could come together and think about the people of this state rather than their own self-interest. And I give the governor credit for having tried, but you know, so far the jury's still out.
Dale, I have been guilty in the past of wanting to believe that we had rigged elections, because that's the only way a unpopular governor like Scott Walker could have won re-election, or at least in my perception, because in my silo, everybody hated Scott Walker. And for years, you know, I kind of carried in the back of my mind, well, maybe it was rigged. That's what Roger Stone accused the former governor of. And then I hear it play out on the other side, Dale. I hear it play out through the big lie in 2020, rigged elections. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we've got sort of a unique decentralized 1,850 different voting officials and districts. Dale, it would be nearly impossible to rig an election in any partisan favor in the state of Wisconsin. Do you agree with that assessment, sir?
I absolutely do agree with it. And again, I want to take you back to my earlier answers. And that is, look, this whole election fraud thing has degenerated down into just partisan one-upsmanship, an effort to shave a percentage of votes one way or the other. And I think most of the public has figured that out. And I think it'd be nice if we got our fingers out of local government. I think we have had some oversight. If you look at the Legislative Audit Bureau's conclusions, they had some recommendations, but they didn't even come close to suggesting there was massive fraud that would change the outcome of elections. We've had recalls and a whole host of other people looking at this. It's time to let it go. It's time to take the kids out of the sandbox, hose them off, and tell them to do their jobs and to help the people of Wisconsin do a better job at what we do in terms of delivering service and giving people the freedoms they actually want.
Dale, do you think there should be consequence for those that signed off as false Trump electors in 2020? We had 10 Wisconsinites claim that Trump won the state, signed their name, certified, on a piece of paper they weren't committing fraud, but of course they were, Dale. Should there be consequence? Can we move beyond the last election if there's not consequence for those that tell the big lie, sir?
Well, I do, and I wouldn't just stop with them. I'd take a look at everybody else that's been involved in the shenanigans that have gone on over the last few years in Washington, D.C., as well as here in Wisconsin. You look at how we give three strikes and put away kids who might have done a little shoplifting, and we let all these big players off when their crimes are much greater. Yeah, I hope that we do something. You can count me with Adam Kinzinger and Lynn Cheney. It's time the Republican Party reformed itself.
Dale Schultz, I know you've been a little under the weather. How's the hip?
It's doing well. And as the listeners who don't know, I have a little trouble, as did Jimmy Carter, with rabbits. I fell rabbit hunting and fractured my hip, but it seems that we're on the mend, principally because of the wonderful care I'm getting from wife, Rachel.
Well, Dale Schultz, we always appreciate when you come around, man. You give us the best of care as well. Dale Schultz, our good friend, former twice-elected majority leader, former state senator in the state of Wisconsin, friend of ours. Dale, stay well, man. We'll talk to you soon.
I will. You create a great day for yourself now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. More Devils. Hour 2 is next.
Duck season.